Legend's father was there a number of years ago, and he spoke to Shaul Shittis. He said there was a complaint about the menu. That was the Agdara, it was stuck in my head. So Rashi says that what they were complaining about fish, they didn't even have straw to do the work. What do you mean they're complaining that? So Rashi says, chinam in amitzas. So this, Chazal always bothered me. What is Chazal telling us with this Chazal? Rabbi Miller points out that the fish industry was unbelievable. It was that they were like known Mitzrayim for their fish, and the dam that came, and the pasuk specifies that all the fish died. It was the pride of Mitzrayim was their amazing quality fish, and Maka number one smashed the whole industry. The whole thing went out the window. What's it did? So the Taka had a very, very high quality fish, and the Yidden had from it. So what exactly is this taina on the Yidden there from what do you call it? In general, the complaint of the man, the Miller points out that the pasuk doesn't say that they complained. It says ke misaynanin. They were something like complainers. It wasn't even really a complaint. It was a ke misaynanin. Just to understand the context of what it was, and also. This song is stuck in our house is that they were eating the same mud. If a person didn't have the all it took to live on the level of the mud, so there was mamash a matzah of pancakes for breakfast and pancakes for lunch and pancakes for supper and pancakes for breakfast. So the song caught on. Okay, so Rabbi Yerucham says an amazing idea here, which really very much resonated with me, and I recently found Rabbi Yerucham and I. Kind of fell in love with the Yerucham and his Torah, and I find it very, very inspiring. Okay, anyway, so Yerucham says like this, that the complaint over here of the Yidden was that they didn't appreciate, they were not enjoying life. The Yid has to be the ultimate Yid who's having the most fun. This is what we're supposed to be doing through the mitzvahs. We're supposed to be having the most fun. And they were complaining that they were not enjoying themselves enough. That was the complaint. And they felt that there were joys, there was fun outside there that they were not having, right? Some people think something say that we're bored. So I say bored is a four-letter word. We're not allowed to say the word bored. It means that we're not appreciating all the joy that we're supposed to be having in life. So Yerucham says that if we focus on the geschmack that a yid has in a mitzvah, I'm not even talking about the Heilige Yunim from Simcha Shal Mitzvah. I have this joke that a man came for a get, so he said Azam Berta Betuta Mitzvah. So a mitzvah daf min tam b'simcha. So that was his aura. This man ended up being. He took her back, so he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Machzik Rishasai, and then he was Megarish her again. So I said, Ayid was a hatazah simcha shal mitzvah, so he was able to do many mitzvahs. That was a true story, actually. Anyway, fine. But I'm not even talking about that. Rabbi Yerucham is focusing on the joy of eating a Sudas Shabbos. So Yerucham brings the famous Gemara in Shabbos that the Kesar asked Rabbi Yeshua, why is the Mahali Shabbos so enjoyable? So he said that somebody that keeps Shabbos is a special time that goes into the food on Shabbos that only somebody that can enjoy Shabbos that keeps Shabbos gets to experience. It means there's a geschmack here in the mitzvah. There's a geschmack here in the physical enjoyment of the olam hazeh of what we have here. That others can't experience. And the same idea here is with the mitzvah of matzah. On the surface, it looks like we're being restricted. We can't eat so much on Pesach. We can only eat matzah. It looks like a bland food. He brings it interesting that apparently in their times it was a coven that they used to give as a gift. The two matzahs to the local parks, that was considered that the Jews gave him for the matzah. So he said that this man didn't even bake it, and who says he was even eating it? But the geschmack from the eating of the matzah itself is such a joy. This is where we need to find the joy in the mitzvah. The a person who's machal Shabbos Mitzvah Hashani, a person who's Mechal Shabbos, has no joy for any of this. The Rabbi Yochum says he overheard a person saying, or somebody told him, that he heard someone saying that Shabbos is very nice, but it would be even better if we would be able, I'd be able to comb my hair, and I don't know, he brings some other Hebrew words, which I don't know what they mean. What does that mean? I don't know. Okay, but whatever it is, this person was ready to take part of it, but he had not come to the idea, the joy of the freedom, the geschmack of Shabbos, to enjoy what Shabbos has to be. This person was still living the restrictions of Shabbos and had not come to enjoy the Shabbos itself. A person has to look at himself, a Yid, and realize that he is the luckiest person to be a Yid. You are the luckiest person in the world. And when you say Shalom Yassani Goy, you have to realize not even the fact that we get Olam Haba, but the fact, the enjoyment that we have in this world from living as a Yid is so geschmack. You can never have that. You imagine the feeling that a person has at the end of Rosh Hashanah Musaf, that tremendous joy, the feeling at the end of Ne'ilah, we start dancing. No guy ever experienced anything near that. We're talking about what we experienced in this world. This is the focus of what we have to have when we look at the mitzvahs. He brings a story of some famous philosopher who the melech gave him a tremendous amount of money. And he ultimately brought the money back to the melech, and he said that this money is a distraction. I'm so busy thinking about what I should do with the money. Should I invest it? Should I put it in a safety deposit box? Should I go on a vacation? What's going to happen with it? He says, I'm so distracted from all the disturbances of the money that I cannot have this money, and therefore I'm going to give it back. That was the idea, right? The famous story of the philosopher that he wanted to see if he can live with the least, right? Till he gave everything away, and all he needed was his water pump, so he can get, all he needed was to be able to get his water. Gradually, there was a man, he used to come to Peekskill, he was already a Rosh Hashiva, but he became Baal Tshuva, but before he became Frum, he parked himself by a brook, and he wanted to see how long he can live on just water. So he actually lived 21 days just drinking water. He ended up passing out, and luckily a truck lost their way, they found it, they revived him. But that's the idea. So that idea that these people want to have nothing, they should only be able to focus on what they have. So Dr. Yeruchim, that is not the correct attitude. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us these amazing things, then avada, we have to enjoy them. And he says amazing. It's so unbelievable when you see how these Bali Musa took a Gemara that we know, we've learned, we can repeat the Chazal, but to see the way they took just the basic words and turned it into a fascinating message. So, famous Gemara in Kedushin, everybody knows this Gemara, is Laman of a Beis, V'samtam, Samtam, Nimshal Torah Kesam, Chai, right? The Torah is like a medicine. Mashallah Adam Shehika Es Benoi, Maka G'dayla. He hit his son very hard. I'm not sure why, it doesn't say why he hit his son, but it's interesting if you look at the Mashal clap in the Nimshal, right? V'niach Loi Ti Al Makasai. So then dad puts a Band-Aid on the kid's boo-boo. And he tells him, you can eat what you want, drink what you want, and you can wash. So you can live a good life, just keep to the medicine, keep to the protocol of what you need for this boo-boo. You don't have to worry. If you take it off, it's going to get full of pus. If you keep the Torah, you don't have to worry about the Yetzirah, you'll rule over the Yetzirah. So Biruchim says that the Mashal tells us that Pshat is that the Torah is the Band-Aid, right? That if you have this Band-Aid, the Gemara tells us, Achol Mashana Ascha, or Rechaitz, or just say Mashana Ascha, or Rechaitz, Bein Becham, Bein Betzayna. So Biruchim says the Gemara is telling us that if you learn Torah, you keep the mitzvahs properly, you will enjoy that food and drink. You can enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. That's the message of the what we see in the Mashal here. Sakti Yeruchim, I'm sure everybody's very bothered. We have a famous Chazal So Rabbi Yeruchim says, I thought it was a big chiddush. Rabbi Yeruchim says that that is only that you should not act like a behemoth. But as long as a person is behaving as a human, he should be enjoying what is being given to him. Now, where exactly you draw that line, that already I'm not qualified to opine on where the line should be drawn. But that is the message that Rabbi Yeruchim is teaching us. We also find that Hamatzah Atzim and Ayayin is Nikr Chayte. So Dr. Yeruchim, oh, so he also brings that we say in davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu umeiniach b'kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us rest in holiness. I'm medushin einik. We are the nation that's medushin einik, right? And Yeruchim says, he says, he says, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That the glory, the geshmak of being a yid, of keeping the mitzvahs, has so much joy in it. Even in Olam Hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy. You ever walk into a McDonald's, you see what a guy is eating? You have no time whatsoever to eat what this guy is eating. Okay, so Sezak Yeruchim, that this was the taina of Zecharnu as a Noga Hashem Echalim B'Tzayim Chinam in a mitzvah. The pshat is, there was a certain that freedom that they wanted, that the guy looks like pshat is, he can do whatever he wants. But in the long run, the geshmak is by the geshmak of Olam Hazeh, of keeping the mitzvahs, will be much, much greater. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Good Shabbos.